I read about a rich man who had a son to whom he promised an annual allowance. And every year on the same day, he would give his son the entire amount. After a while, it happened that the only time the father saw his son was on the day of allowance. And so the father changed his plan and only gave the son enough for the day. And then the next day, the son would return. And from then on, the father saw his son every day. That's the way it should be with us in prayer. God should hear from us daily, not sparingly or just when we're in trouble or need help. Billy Graham encouraged us that very way with these words, quote, "True prayer is a way of life, not just for use in cases of emergency. Make it a habit, and when the need arises, you'll be in practice," close quote. The Bible tells us in Colossians 4:2, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful." Devotion means earnest attachment and profound dedication. And so we're to have an eager attachment and intense dedication to prayer. With all this encouragement to be praying people, how can we not know that prayer should be a priority in our lives? I'm Jack Maynard, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi. Find us on the web at cornerstonedelta.com. There you'll find times of services and sermons, devotions, and a host of information to help you begin your relationship with Jesus and strengthen your walk with Jesus.